And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 7th of February, 2012. It's the birthday of two famous Midwestern authors, Laura Ingalls Wilder and Sinclair Lewis. Sinclair Lewis, born in Sauk Center, Minnesota, 1885, author of Main Street, Babbitt, many other novels. He left Minnesota as soon as he could, headed east, worked for newspapers, for magazines, wrote some potboiler novels and a few serious ones. And then in 1920, when he was 35 years old, he walked up to H.L. Mencken and George Jean Nathan, editors of the magazine The American Mercury, and he put his arms around their necks and he started yelling that he was the best writer in the country and he'd just written the best book in the country that would be published in a week and they ought to read it. He went on like this at high volume for about half an hour. Mencken and Nathan finally escaped. Mencken thought Sinclair Lewis was an idiot, but he read the book, and he was bowled over by it. The book was Main Street, came out in 1920, about a small town, Minnesota, Gopher Prairie, which Sinclair Lewis said was inhabited by, quote, a savorless people, gulping tasteless food, and sitting afterward coatless and thoughtless, in rocking chairs prickly with inane decorations, listening to mechanical music, saying mechanical things about the excellence of Ford automobiles and viewing themselves as the greatest race in the world. It was a scathing satire of small-town American life and a big sensation, and within 9 months it sold about 200,000 copies, and Sinclair Lewis became a very wealthy writer. And 2 years later he published Babbitt, which was also very successful. In 1930, he was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature. He wrote 22 novels in all, 16 of which involved Midwestern towns or Midwestern protagonists. He said he found creative inspiration, quote, sitting in Pullman smoking cars in a Minnesota village, on a Vermont farm, in a hotel in Kansas City or Savannah, listening to the normal daily drone of what are to me the most fascinating and exotic people in the world, the average citizens of the United States. Laura Ingalls Wilder, born just north of Pepin, Wisconsin, 1867, about which she wrote her book Little House in the Big Woods, which begins, once upon a time, 60 years ago, a little girl lived in the big woods of Wisconsin in a little gray house made of logs. She started writing these memoirs when she was in her 60s, and from them came a television series and an animated Japanese cartoon series called Laura the Prairie Girl and a musical. All of her books have remained in print since they were first published. They've been translated widely, and they have sold millions of copies. Here's a poem for today by Mark Strand, The Old Age of Nostalgia. Those hours given over to basking in the glow of an imagined future, of being carried away in streams of promise by a love or a passion so strong that one felt altered forever and convinced that even the smallest particle of the surrounding world was charged with a purpose of impossible grandeur. Oh, yes. And one would look up into the trees and be thrilled by the wind-loosened river of pale gold foliage cascading down and by the high melodious singing of countless birds. Those moments, so many and so long ago, still come back, but briefly, like fireflies in the perfumed heat of a summer night. The Old Age of Nostalgia, poem by Mark Strand, from Almost Invisible, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, produced by our technical director, Thomas Schweitzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.